105 coming in. We'll save 105. I am your deceitful.
Welcome to the Valley of the Hyenas.
John Swan here with my super cool, sweet crew who knows all these sweet shout outs like Vinny just shouted out. But that's not neither here nor there because today I have a question.
What would Will Save 105? What kind of radio music would they play?
Is this Sway in the Morning? Did you bring bars, John?
Yeah.
I did.
Go on, John.
I think the right answer to that though is it plays the album of the week. Come to our Discord, listen to
that's
the album
what it
of
is.
Week.
We'll save 105.
Yes,
is the
we'll
album of the week.
Album of the week.
That will be our Spotify or Apple Station, which we are putting together
for
that
the last
plays
105 weeks. Maybe
for yes, yeah, yeah. I'm down. I will make. We'll save 105. That will play our album of the week. Here's my question: if there was one conspiracy that you could just right now, you could know the truth of, what would it be? Could be classic. Could be like Bigfoot. Could be some government stuff. Could be like historical, like Roanoke.
You're just a will save conspiracy? Conspiracy about will save or something else in real life?
The threefold conspiracy? How about that?
Because I would want to know the answer to that, yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Is that
is
this the quickest banner we've ever had? Wait, what?
Is the threefold conspiracy one? Or is it three?
Well, there's four of us. So if each of us, I only want to know the first fold, and then you want to know the second fold. And then
I'll figure out
the third. Okay.
Well, I want to know.
And then Venny will know all the folds.
I actually really want to know where Malaysian Air, 343 went?
Mm-hmm.
The ocean?
It's a good pick. It's a good
sure,
pick.
Sure, but like what happened? Why?
That's fair.
Why did
that's
it
fair.
Disappear? How many years is it going to be before that's the plane for Manifest? Like
It just comes
question.
Back. Spoiler yeah. alert. Or that's not really a spoiler. That happens
that's
over
episode
that happens
one.
Like episode yeah. one, yeah, bro. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
That's the
premise.
That's the conceit of the show. Like,
yeah. I did almost say that's the premise of the show.
That's the you know
it's like a, like a plumis.
I kind of like that. That's the plot premise. That's the
what
plumis.
Is plumis,
I'm
Kelly?
A plumis is something that's indescribable. It's like a plunger and a dildo and something else like all rolled into one. No one quite knows what it is, but
is
you know it's for something
thing?
Good.
I think what you just said was a plumbus. I don't quite get it.
Well, it could be. If it were manifested in physical form, it might be. But it's pink and it sticks out a bit and it's kind of gooey. So
plumbus or plumbus?
Oh,
it's plumbus.
I feel
plumbus.
Like that's just really efficient use of motion. Because like if you're already there, like why not?
Plumbus.
He's making a Rick and Morty reference.
Rick and Morty reference.
That's what I'm saying.
It's plumbus.
Yeah. I didn't know. I've never seen Rick and Morty. I just thought you were being facetious.
I think that's the only episode of Rick and Morty I've ever seen. Is that one?
You got to see the Meeseeks one. All right, that's what you got to see. And then just imagine the most annoying person on the podcast as being each of the Meeseeks. And for everyone, that's
different.
Oh,
the Meeseeks. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying anyone's annoying here. I'm just saying that could be me. Every Meeseek is like
what
me,
you're actually saying is
up.
We're all annoying in our own way. Which
I mean, I'm sure.
Which is probably true.
Yeah.
Definitely
think about
true.
This.
Definitely
there's
true.
Someone out there listening to this show who loves every single one of us except one of us. There's one of us that they absolutely hate.
So,
like, if that's me, if I'm the one that you hate, that one person, that 1% or maybe 10% of people, who knows? Like, I just want to say I love you and I hope you have a good day and you at the same time. Right. So because we're all sticking around.
I'm gonna say that I hope it takes you an extra 5 minutes to find your car keys. And you should join our coffee and our coffee only supporters only Discord channel so you can tell us which one you hate the most.
That's it. You should just make an anonymous email.
Yeah.
Exclude the person you don't like from it.
Oh, that's true.
And then like, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Or just make a haters channel where we just hate on things.
Well, and that's actually kind of funny because we, as Will Save the Cast, have a group chat that's without one of each of the members.
Each of us, yeah.
That's true. We do. We have a Not John channel.
It's literally called Not John, channel. Not Kelly, Not Kevin, Not Will, and Not Vinny.
I've never seen
it. I'm assuming Not Vinny. I don't see that
but
one.
But it's not for like nefarious reasons. It's mostly for birthday gifts.
It's for Brett. Yeah. Yeah.
It's usually for coordinated birthdays. It's no surprises.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I'm sure that we're all loved by all of you.
And this is how rumors get started.
Yeah.
And true. This is how. So the question is.
Oh, yeah. Conspiracy.
Is the conspiracy that you want to know who that person is and who they hate? Or is it something else?
I want. Oh, who? Who are we talking about?
The joke is passed. What conspiracy do you want to know, Kelly?
And this is why we can't have
this. It's not really a single conspiracy. I do want to know. So if you're just dealing in probabilities, has aliens somewhere, right? Or intelligent, as intelligent life somewhere. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's Fermi paradox and other shit, but there's a lot of reason to believe there might be. I do want to know if they've just visited in some way and capacity. Because I don't believe the alien things that come up, but I wonder if maybe one of them would be true. That would be really fascinating to me. So,
have you heard of the dark forest hypothesis?
Yes, I have.
It's awesome.
It is.
Please let me know. I've never heard of this.
I want to know now. Don't make me Google it.
It is the idea that there is other intelligent life out there. However, correct me if I'm wrong, people who already know, but they are both silent and hostile. And the idea is that as soon as you in a dark forest where things are really quiet, as soon as a twig snaps, those large predators are going to come for you. So if you try and make yourself known, you're actually inviting disaster from some advanced, apex civilization to come.
Stephen Hawking believed, he warned, like, he's like, we shouldn't be sending signals into space, y'all. Like, that was his view, because he thought.
Because we're like a bulldozer in a dark forest. Right.
I mean, the typical American presumption that we're the biggest and the baddest, and so.
Classic.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway. That's a great conspiracy. Thanks for sharing that. So it was the
thanks. If there are aliens, I hope that you can come and guest star on the show because that would really be a good.
That would be awesome. That
would be your reveal to the world. To our listeners.
We have a special guest. It's a live alien playing themselves. What if, in the show?
What if they're just like yours though, where they're so excited to interact with a new species?
That's it.
They just start touching us all over and stuff.
Hey guys.
what if Sharon are real? I would be Uldrion.
That'd be awesome.
And shout out to Uldrion. Uldrion in the Discord and I would be very excited.
That's true. Will, Kev, you got any conspiracies you want to share? You're jonesing for?
I don't know. There's so many good ones that would be fun to uncover.
Yeah, I imagine, Will, you're a repository of, like, plausible conspiracy theories.
I don't know what you mean, but sure. I'd like to know...
you're knowledgeable on
Malaysian Airlines would be great.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. It's a good one.
Like you said, I feel like things are just... Like, it's hard to investigate the other... ones are like to have first-hand knowledge of other conspiracies. Just I don't know. I'd like to know more about the Bermuda Triangle. Why not?
So cynical that like I don't know. I feel like any conspiracy theory that exists is like easily explained.
Yeah.
And when I say that, I mean, like, even when it comes to, like, with Jimmy Hoppa and how he just disappeared, Hoppa. Like, he's probably just at the bottom of Lake Mead. Like, like conspiracy theories are just that simple. Like, everybody's
Where's D.B.
over.
Cooper?
Where's
D.B. Cooper? The Black Dahlia killer.
So, who is Jack you'll the just be... Who was it's Jack gonna be Ripper? Like,
Jack the Ripper was somewhere. A guy named Jack.
It's so gonna be that you'll just be disappointed.
Nah,
it's right. What you're saying.
Well,
that's a royal family member, but
yeah, that is a real thing. Same thing with who was Shakespeare. Anyway,
maybe we should have started with this. Can we go ahead and?
Oh, did you see the recent Jay Shakespeare uncovering?
No, I haven't
seen it. So I think at one point there was like a theory that Jay Shakespeare was Shakespeare's dad, but then it. Turns out it's like his younger sister and used like and some people are saying like she helped pen like certain things like I don't know. Go Google it, man. Jace Shakespeare.
Okay. I'll Google it. Not right now because we're gonna play soon, but
at some point.
I was just saying maybe we should define conspiracy theory because like I feel like that's a really loose term that
let's say mystery
around.
Let's say mystery.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, like, that's the one that everyone's thinking is Epstein and everything related to Epstein. Mm. That is a conspiracy I would like that, but to be finalized and sure. Just, like, over.
Yeah.
You say that now.
I have you seen the footage of, like, where they took Bigfoot's footage? And they just like they stabilize the camera.
Yeah, yeah.
It just looks like a dude really tired, like walking to bed.
Yeah,
like it clearly looks like a human in a suit.
It was clearly like, fake. So, yeah. I want to know
Roanoke.
I really want to know what happened to the colony of Roanoke.
They just disappeared, right?
They just totally disappeared.
I have no idea.
This has happened with ships too.
So Roanoke. The only reason I know this is because my street name is Roanoke. That's the street on the phone.
So you're the descendant.
Don't disappear.
Right. No. Roanoke was an island off of the Carolinas, and it was during like the 1600s, I believe. And there was a settlement there of pilgrims, but there was also Native Americans, I believe, that lived there. And then they had a civilization
colony.
And then somebody left and came back. And when they came back, everybody was just gone. There was no bodies, no like no signs of anything. There was just an unexplained disappearance of people. But the truth is, something probably scared them off, and they sailed back to the main island
and then died and sunk, probably.
Yeah, but what happened to Sir Walter Raleigh?
That's true.
Who's Sir Walter Raleigh? Sorry.
Is he's in Pocahontas too, isn't he? Isn't he the guy that like married
Pocahontas?
I thought
he disappeared.
I don't know.
No, that's John Smith.
With all the colors of the
world. No. There's she dates someone new. Hold on. Let me find
she
out.
Dates someone new. She you does. Know what mystery I want to know?
Pocahontas is for the streets.
Well, for the London's, I mean, it's a different hemisphere. I don't know what she was thinking, but like, I'm pretty sure it's about Sir Walter Raleigh. Like,
wow. Pocahontas too.
Pocahontas too. All.
Mystery conspiracy solved.
Didn't know.
What I want to know right now is what happens at the end of the Nana Adventure. That's the mystery that I want to figure out.
I'm okay with skipping
that.
Well,
I just want to figure out why what's her name betrayed us. That would be useful.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's talk about it.
What's her name?
Who? Leora? Also. Or Lua?
Leora Sexley.
Colonel Bolt?
Kevin could be right that like Archie is a traitor, really. I mean, like Archie could be a traitor. Look at all these people they're portraying.
Just can't trust anybody in this entire game. I don't even trust the four of you.
You shouldn't.
Good. You all fought against the IFF agents last time who were trying to capture you and drag you into the gate. And also you fought that steamy, smoky, that sounds a little too sexy, that smoky canine creature.
Yeah, hellhounds.
appeared. Not a hellhound. But you all have not to figure out what it was. It was a heaven.
It was a devil heaven. Dog.
That was teleporting and attacking Cecil a bunch. Also Meagle. I can't say words today.
Meagle.
Yeah. Leora Huxley went invisible. Has not been seen. Kind of unclear what is happening there. Then, right as I believe it was Kara who deals this killing blow on the strange esoteric beast. Yes, Vinny.
I would like to lodge a formal complaint.
Lodge it.
As a Will Save cast member. I logged into the Discord today, into the spoiler alerts channel, and there was a whole lot of text grayed out. in a whole conversation about Leora going invisible that...
Wait, don't spoil it. I didn't read any of that.
I didn't read this.
That I, as a cast member, really wanted to read. And it's just sitting there for me to read it. And I can't
it's
read
all
it because I don't want to spoil your story.
We're going to say nothing. That's all it is. Okay, 75% of it is oh, just how are you today? I'm good. Because I was like, I'm not going to read any of this. And they're like, good. And started just making their own private conversation
and just went
behind
off,
the gray.
All the way off mm-hmm. about everything that's happening and the mechanics. And I'm like, ooh, I want to know.
There's nothing in there. It's just...
It's all been approved by our
That's the conspiracy you want to hear?
Lawyers.
That's yeah. the conspiracy I want to know.
That's yeah. the conspiracy. Okay, sure, yep. sure. All right, so she did that, TBD on people knowing what she did. And then Kara killed this strange esoteric beast. And then there's this bright flash of white light, both, I believe... Will, you had said from the shot and also from the explosion, like the creature itself evaporating, going back to whence it came or wherever it goes next. And then as Miko is about to be like, all right, take a deep breath. What's going on? We got this one vest left. I don't know where Leora is. The Yosoki that was on the platform just went and just like fell over the side. Right. Then Lieutenant Lua and 10 Morrow Strike Force team members show up, and she says, Leora Huxley, you've wasted everyone's time, and it is not a better tomorrow because of you. Your experiment has come to an end. Stars team, either get the fuck in that gate or die. I don't really fucking care.
We had so much history together.
Good time. You did. You did. Many happy hours, many trivias. Many secrets confided, you know, just is what it is. Let's go back to the gate. Let's go back to the gate. I'm going to bring back this music. And I want to say that set a scene kind of for the listeners, because we are still in encounter mode. Kara is closest to the gate, but really you're at the bridge that's heading from the platform to the gate. Cecil and Miko are caught up in the middle, right in front of this little platform in the center, and next to the Vesk IFF agent, Boom and Archie are up on the small platform where the draw gate control is located. Lua and her Morrow Special Forces agents, Strike Force agents, are up. They came out of a small side door, and they are lined up, weapons armed, aimed at you, ready to go, and I'm excited to see what happens. And Kevin, of course, has his hand raised. So,
do
Kevin,
I get an attack of opportunity on Lua?
No, she didn't do anything. She just walked up.
She entered my area of which I'm threatening and made a threatening comment. So,
and made a threatening comment that I forgot. Where's that threatening hurt? Comments trigger attack opportunities. No, she
I mean,
took,
it shows
you can assume
that, she's
that she took a 5 foot step. So she's not going
to garden step to get closer.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. She's like, hey, well, don't do it, don't do it. She's like, hold on, I have to say something to introduce.
But,
to introduce
but make
myself.
Sure I'm just letting you know I'm going to kill you. But
I'm just, but she's like on her tippy toes, like right at the edge, being like, don't do it, don't do it.
Alrighty. Where did Leora go again? Sorry.
We don't know.
Is this a...
She just disappeared.
Yeah, she just disappeared.
You saw her go invisible.
Somehow.
There.
After getting hit, but whatever.
Yeah, it's cool. No, it's cool. Again, all above board. Remember that Cecil got hit by something. I think it was last round, because we are in round 4. I believe round 3, Cecil got hit by something. And with that, Miko, it's your turn. I'm going to unpause. What are you doing with your turn? We're in the middle of round 4.
I'm like, I feel like Miko is excited just because I am excited. Like, stacked up baddies is what Miko has been waiting for.
Yeah. Oh, do you have a line weapon? Oh my God.
He doesn't. I kind of wish he did, but whatever.
Take out 5 guys at once.
Before this happens, I have something to say. Well, I need Kara and Miko to roll perception checks.
To what?
Roll a perception check. Actually, you know what? I'll have everybody roll a perception check. All 4 of you roll perception
checks. That's good. My perception
I got
terrible.
A 21.
21 from Kara.
Oh, that's not terrible. 16.
Okay. 16.
21 with a plus 9. It could have been a lot better, but...
You got...
Or sorry, plus 7.
Kev has plus 7. Okay. This many.
Kev has seven. Cecil has seven. And Kelly, what did Boom get?
I got a 23.
Wow. 23. Okay.
Yeah.
You notice that the smoke from that creature, that again, that creature was in the fog that Migo coolly put out, but it came from an area over towards the door where you were. And it seems like it's not going away.
The square that you pinged, which is just to...
Yeah, which is where it came out of.
Yeah.
Yeah, across that thing. It seems like it's not going away.
What's not going away? It's not going away?
No, there was like a smoky, weird substance that it emerged from, and it's not going away. Migo, what do you want to do?
Oh, how threatening are these agents? Like...
You know them to be one step essentially below where you are. You come in to do these like special operations when they can't always, when either regular officers or Strike Force officers can't do it.
Yeah.
But they are like, these are the people that the next STARS group or any other STARS group would probably be the first pool that they're going to pull from. So they're pretty good.
Right. So that, like, that's the caliber, like their demeanor.
They're trained just like you are.
Cool. Them.
Cool.
Migo's gonna move right up to the line.
Yo!
Bro.
I mean, he is let's called the hammer.
Alright.
Bang.
Let's bang.
Let's
bang. Spank and bang, as they say.
So there's two columns of five, and the Raxolite, which like hurts my heart to do this. There's a Raxolite at the top of the left column.
Oh, they don't get an AOO because they have not acted in this combat yet, in this round. Well, actually, they did. Their turn was coming up and doing this and taking that. So, actually, I think they do get an AOL
that's
for
a cheap second. Move. You won't give me an attack of opportunity, but you're going to give her one?
Because Migo now moved afterwards.
So, because I move into a threatened square...
Yeah, he's moving into a threatened square to attack it. And
but you had to move past her, right?
No.
Yeah.
I had to move... I could have very easily gone from here to here, which would have been the right tactical move. And that's what I assume Migo would do.
Aren't you still moving into a threatened square, though? Doesn't that still count?
No, moving into a threatened square is not. It's moving leaving a threatened square.
A threatened square, not moving into. Let me grab my core rule book.
Because in that case, then technically, Lua also would not have triggered because she was moving into a threatened square.
That's fair. Yeah, it's leaving a threatened square. That
gives you Let us find out! First thing that happens. Yeah, it was. When you threaten a space and the opponent moves or is moved out of that space.
Yeah.
Yahtzee.
In any way other than a guarded step.
Cool.
Okay, then just let it be known that you can't move into a threatened square and trigger an AOO. You have to move from a threatened square or from one to...
Yeah, that was awesome. Probably known from a while ago. Another. Like 170 episodes ago.
Well, you know, we are not always good at remembering, so I'm just saying
that. That's true.
Okay. All right. So,
Kelly,
I'm going to assume that
Kelly,
Migo.
Where does attack of opportunity come from?
So, I was reading another rule, so that's why I wasn't listening to this one.
Okay, that's fine. Migo, what do you want to do? Let's keep going.
He's going to wield the hammer. And start playing whack-a-mole on these wannabe STARS agents.
Okay.
He's in Migo, wait. They might not be... They're just like us, man.
I don't know what you're waiting for. She said, get in or die. I'm not dying without a fight.
Yeah, but she said it.
He swings the hammer.
On who? Lua or the one that's right
there? The agent to myself. The top
agent
of
to yourself.
The right stack.
Got
it. Cleave. Agent. So he's just going to hit all of them. That's the plan. He's been complaining that he couldn't get this in.
I had like a mini heart attack. I thought it was a one because of how the paint is scraped off of my die.
Uh-huh. It's a four on the die. Plus seven.
Four.
So 11.
Doesn't hit.
11 doesn't hit. Cool.
You step up and swing against KC. Doesn't hit.
He swings at like head level because he wants to be showy. And then this agent, because they're so well trained, is just like...
Uh-huh.
Whoop. Leans back.
Just
it passes across.
Matrix leans back. Yeah. And head butts the person behind him, unfortunately.
It's ready.
Yep.
Like, Migo's ready for battle.
To stand and bang.
Let's
love it. Let's go. It is the Vesk agents. You were leaving that Vesk agents threatened square.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just realizing that now.
That's true, but that Vesk agent hasn't acted in this combat yet.
That's not true. They have acted in this combat.
Yeah, combat didn't stop when they entered
the arena.
Oh.
Yeah, that was their turn.
I thought it was like stop combat, new encounter.
No.
Got it. Then yes, that Vesk agent would get an AOO.
They do get an AOO, and that is going to be a... Ooh, that's a 22. Is that it?
That hurts. Casey? Yes, that hits.
Thing is, do you stop?
Unless there's an ability that stops me, no.
When you get hit with an AOO, I don't... Do you stop moving? It's only the stop.
No, you don't stop moving. It's just spells.
It's 4 points of damage.
All right. We might lose Migo in this battle.
No,
maybe. I mean, you are.
What do you have?
Right up against 10 people.
That's his lot in life.
Okay. Let's go. Like it. Let's go.
Let's ball.
No,
he's at
18 hit points. Yeah. Alrighty.
That's awesome. Wait, no, it's not awesome. You said he's at 18 hit points?
Yeah.
Me. Okay. I thought.
And now it's their turn. They are going to take a guarded step, and they're going to attack Cecil. No.
They get attack of opportunity, though.
They take a guarded step.
I missed the guarded step.
Why would there be an AOO?
Because
I have reach.
Migo.
So he threatens 10 feet instead of 5.
Moved into the. Okay.
It's if you leave a threatened square.
Okay,
he
left the 10-foot one. Got it.
Yeah.
Yep. He's threatening the 3-point line, not the free throw line.
But he 5-foot stepped it.
Yeah. Right.
That's a crit against you, Cecil.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No. I'm ignoring you.
I'm going to not take the card, and I'm going to do the damage.
I'm down. I'm sure.
It's 14 points of damage.
Oh, not quite, but I'm close. I'm all out of stamina, and my hit points are
I'm
now
all
at
out of stamina, and my hit points are at something 11. Low.
Okay. Wow.
You said 12 points
Stars
of damage?
Stars team Lesk? Are fading 14. Into that good 14. Night.
14.
Nah, this we're not going to
be a total party kill?
Only because John brought in 11 people in the middle of a fight.
He's like, your nanites will go into that gate one way or another. Either you walking in or you're throwing your dead bodies in.
That sounds like me. Just classic, just going to overkill TPK. All right, so they take a step forward.
Rage against the dying light.
Do not go quietly into that dark night. Boom, it's your turn. What are you not doing quietly right now?
Boom is not one to be quiet. At least in terms of what he does. So Boom is trying to rush back as quickly as possible to get in range. So he moves. His movement is 30 feet, I believe. So he runs to... Who is this pink surrounded thing next to Cecil?
That's the best soldier.
That mob is still around, right?
Yes.
He's still... Okay, yep. All right, I'm just making sure.
That's the one that just hit me and...
Cool. All right, give me a second. All right, so Cecil is... Boom is going to come over here. If I go here, then that's Where's not here? Enough space. Actually, no. Never mind. I feel really dumb. Okay. All right, so I think he's going to end up doing this instead. So,
what is this?
Yeah, this sounds like more reasonable. Boom is going to move over here partway, and then he's going to take out his gun. He's going to keep his other
thing. So you run down the steps and sidestep over to get a clean line of sight?
He looks at Archie a little bit suspiciously.
Well, it's not Archie's turn.
Yeah.
I don't.
10 people standing in close proximity to each other, and
you're
throw
literally
grenades.
Surrounded. I know, but I can't get there in enough time, so I figured I'd like
you
do this.
You can throw a grenade.
I don't have the range.
Yes, you do.
You take a penalty today.
You can take the penalty. Five.
It'll go up.
You can throw a grenade 500 feet.
still in the single digits. If you miss. You may hit your compatriots.
I did not know that.
You are currently...
It is time for Boom.
You are 40 feet away. You're 40 feet away from the nearest one that might hit Migo.
You're at least 50 feet away. Been planning for it to be time for Boom, but I was not aware that you could throw that far away. All right.
Yeah, for every extra increment, it's a minus 20, two
just
or plus
40.
Two.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so Boom is going to attempt to throw... a grenade at the corner of probably here.
Kobe.
So
what is the range of your grenade?
20.
So, what is the radius of the explosion? Because Migo is right there.
I think it's 5. Me. I accidentally closed something. It should be
best
it
time
should
to
be
do it.
I don't know. It doesn't fucking say. So just give me a second. The splash, I'm not sure. So
I don't know if it... I think it actually says on the...
So I'm going back to the lab, which I accidentally closed. But I'm looking at the sticky bomb thing. I don't see anything about that.
Oh, it's just a sticky bomb? Okay. No offense. I didn't mean it that way. No offense. It's just going to entangle them all, but that's great. So yeah, but Mego could also be entangled if you throw it close enough to him.
I mean, it still does explosion damage.
Yeah, it damages.
It does.
But it doesn't.
It also entangles. Yeah. Whatever. All right, look, you're getting boom. You don't get to choose what kind of boom you get necessarily, okay? Like, he threw a lot of booms before. All right, it's not full an endless cornucopia of like your specific kind of grenade you want at any given moment. People,
wasted all the grenades on the desks, and now all
right, shut up. Everyone's being so mean. All right, I'm still getting used to this like the rules thing. So just be nice.
Right. I'm still getting used to playing by the rules.
All right, shut up. All right, so here we go.
I love it when we get to social media so early in the app.
I know. Right. We're like halfway through.
So Boom is just chilling out over here, ignoring the guffaws of his teammates.
Yeah, Gallery. The Boom best is also laughing so much. The guffaw is also laughing.
Yeah. All right. So he's going to throw a grenade, and he's going to throw it not near fucking...
Just chuck it all the way to the back.
It's all right.
Way over here.
Where? So
I'm not sure like what the chances, how it's worth, you know what I mean, like losing
is a grenade? What's the grenade?
It's a sticky bomb grenade, which I can talk about in a second with the rules section that I now do.
Okay, what is the range is 20 feet.
20 feet.
The explosion, it doesn't say any radius. Is it Mark 1?
It's a Mark 1, yeah.
Okay, so it's going to explode and they'll be entangled for 2d4 rounds.
Yes, I know this. I wanted to say it only because I wanted people to know that I know it. But okay. Yeah. All right, cool. So as you were saying, John, let's cut that out and then let's just say that I said it's 2d4 rounds entangled.
In post.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, anyway. Oh, it just said 10 feet. So, but I think the entanglement. Right. Entanglement.
The radius is 10 feet.
The radius is 10 feet. But so I think unless that's you want to entangle Mego. You have to hit a square that is...
Well, it's nowhere near Mego, so it's, like, going to be in here. Like,
okay, so I see on the map where your thing is, so that's about 50 feet. Let's call it 50 feet.
All right, cool.
That's going to be... that's AC5 for 20 feet, AC7 for 40 feet. Anything beyond 40 is another 2, so that's going to be AC9.
Can I just clarify, when did we say it adds to AC as opposed to subtracts? Because the ranged increment penalty is a -2.
That is the rule.
Yeah, for thrown.
Is it thrown? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Also, Kevin likes to go back and forth, and just with the.
Well, I'm trying to get the text myself so I can understand it because I
know.
Rules.
I know.
So the reduction in my my negate to accuracy or whatever. I can't like.
You don't worry about it on your end. It's been added on the AC side.
It's an AC to hit that corner.
And now it's AC9.
Boom, rolled a 15.
Cool. You rolled a 15 on the die. All right. Yeah. So then you hit that thing. And that explodes. Love it.
So
sticky bomb grenades flies up. They all get reflex saving throw.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is what I don't know. I don't know what they have to pass for that. I couldn't find it anywhere. I was reading, and now I don't know.
Yeah. The question is, what damage do they take?
That's what I'm trying to do at this moment.
I think it's just them being entangled.
I thought that it said there was... Oh, my God. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no damage.
That's what happens. Yeah.
Okay. So, fantastic. Or... Yeah. And we talked about how they get a saving throw, because this was similar to the other sticky bomb grenade that was that was used in the library, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so what's that DC?
It says 2d4. Literally everybody? So, I'm going to be doing it right now. So, that's a 2d4.
No, 2d4 is for the duration.
The DC should be 10 plus half the grenade's level.
It's 2d4 rounds.
Right. What's your dexterity?
My dexterity?
Yeah.
All right.
Half your dex modifier, Kev?
13.
So plus 1.
Half grenade's level plus your dex.
Plus your dex modifier.
Modifier.
Yeah, so plus 1. And this is a Mark 1. So it's a DC 12. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. That's going to be a lot of people. I think that's going to be... Is that all of them?
The range is 10 feet.
Except for the first two. Except for the first two that are right in front of Mego and Lua. I think that's the back four. The two rows of back four, right?
Yeah, I accidentally moved, but yes.
Okay. Don't count that. This one failed. Up here, it's going to take me a minute to go through. They're entangled. The one right, second line left, failed. Okay. This one, the one second, the one third in line on the right failed. So that's two of them failed. And that is it. So two of them got hit with the sticky bomb. They are totally stuck in place. It got in their socks. Their socks are wet. Sucks. How many rounds are they entangled for?
It's 2d4, so I need to roll that.
2d4. Now. And while you're doing that, Kev.
Physical die.
Okay.
So Kev. Range penalty is a -2 to the attack roll, not a +2 to the AC. I'm not seeing where it says plus the AC.
+2 to the AC is for shooting weapons, so maybe it's different for a thrown weapon.
No, it's the penalty is the same for either. I'm not sure where the +8 to the AC is coming from.
Then maybe that was me. Okay.
Okay. Right. It's a -2 to your attack. But
God, I'm looking at Pathfinder, maybe.
The other thing it says is that for most ranged weapons, a maximum range of 10 increments, and then for thrown weapons, a maximum increment of 5. So you could take the penalties up to 5. So it's a DC of 15 is the farthest you could throw to.
Okay. Would
be 5. Yeah. Anyways, that's all I'm saying. But yes, it should be -2 to attack.
Thank you.
Not cool. Plus, but a plus and a minus, plus the AC and a minus to the bonus is kind of like equivalent. It's just
generally speaking, yes. But with grenades, it's specific because any penalty to the attack AC also applies to the spell save DC. So the -2 to the attack also applies to the DC for entanglement.
Why is this? Oh. Why is that?
Page 183 of the
any, core rulebook. Any penalty? Okay, I see it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so they DC both rolled down by. Okay. That actually means that none of them would have been entangled.
Damn.
Rules.
I was reading up on this. What's the TLDR of like why they're not entangled?
Because you had a -2 your DC, to your attack roll, yeah. you also had a -2 to your DC.
He was too far. You were too far.
Oh, wow. You mean the original concern that I had was
the
an actual
original concern that you had?
I have no idea. All right, good.
Not, that's
good
not
to know.
That wasn't your concern. Holy,
that was my concern. No, it really was.
The hill that Kelly died on was perfectly valid.
Well, it somehow turned out that way, though.
That was it. You can rewind. That is exactly what I said. That's why he was going to go the other direction and shoot on his way to get there so he can get closer.
In 105 episodes, Kelly found a valid hill to die on before Kevin did?
Okay, now hold on a second. I thought you were going to say tactics or something like that. Good tactics sometimes.
That's true.
But yes, this is my hill. I'm dying on this explosive hill.
Kelly, do you... Look, I'll be completely honest. That didn't work out well.
Yeah. It's okay.
Cool. All right. Didn't work out. But there is a white, sticky, viscous liquid on the floor now.
Whoa. I mean, maybe the stretch or something.
It was just the wrong grenade.
don't start, okay? All right.
I didn't know what kind of stuff you could just take a Mark 3 and it would up the DC, and that's fine.
You're like, oops, that was the wrong container.
I gave you 2 lightning guys and a bunch of other things.
You did a great job.
Throw some grenades. Come on.
Sorry. All right, boom. Well done. I'm sorry it didn't work out. Sometimes this is how it is. But good attempt. Yeah. You're playing boom, and that's what matters. Cecil, what do you want to do on your turn? You're almost dead. A lot's going on. A lot's going on right now.
Yeah. What do I want to do? I'm going to die. I'm just going to die. I don't...
That's probably not advice.
I'm kind of hoping it happens now. But yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Cecil's going to take a guarded step to be next, closer to Migo.
No.
Okay.
And as he does that, he's going to stab back. He's going to almost do like a stabbing motion as he jumps backwards.
Stab and retreat.
Yeah. And he's going to slice, actually. This is going to be non-lethal because I'm
he's
done
gonna
with this
slice.
Shit.
Okay.
So let me shake this up.
The vest gets an AOL, right?
No, because he took your guarded step.
That's going to hit for 24. I'm pretty sure 24 hits.
Way to just assume their AC. Yeah, that hits.
Yeah.
How much damage you do?
Oh, I dropped my... Dropping
leg is high.
4 on the die for 11 points of damage.
+7. Okay, wow.
That's lethal damage. So 11 points of lethal damage.
Wow, very unlike you.
Yeah, well, shit just got real.
They stabilize themselves on that platform because they are nearly dead. There's blood, Vesk blood, pooling beneath their feet. You can see them slipping a little bit, trying to hold balance. They are pretty much demoralized and about to die. You brought them to the lowest.
In my mind's eye, so as Cecil like licked his thumb and did the eyebrow thing, and then just
yeah,
gah,
take that. Amazing. But
I think as soon as he lands behind Migo, though, he's gonna look Lua in the eye and just say like, "What kind of game is this?" And that's my turn.
Okay, it's Archie's turn.
Wait, so can we just get on the record that Vesk is surrendered?
No, they're not surrendered. They just are. They're at like very low HP, and they are not.
Your wording
happy.
Was.
Yeah. They're very demoralized. I'm just trying to say I don't know what they're going to do yet, but they don't seem like they're too happy to attack right now at the moment. So I didn't say that they surrendered. It's a very specific word. Archie.
Is this when Archie reveals his true colors?
God, Archie, I knew it. Uh-huh. You Halo, uh-huh. Halo, fucking thing, motherfucker.
Can betray us.
He's just like the guilty spark.
Okay.
For those listening, John is very clearly having like an internal conflict of like, how would Archie respond? Is this the moment when Archie like, I can't
reveal
do that
all,
or is this like? Does he maintain the ruse?
Good question.
This is the
good question.
This is the conflict playing on John's face. I'm making that assumption, but I've known you for a little while.
The mustache doesn't lie.
My mustache clearly moves.
Unlike Archie, your mustache does not lie.
Yeah, I know what Archie does. Archie moves. Yep, go ahead.
You're going to move up to one of us and self-detonate?
No. Archie moves 5 feet, lowers down to the console. A cable comes out, and they start making some sort of something in the computer.
Archie picks up where the Yusoki left off.
They are still looking at what you're doing. They're still capturing that. All right. That was round 4. Let's get into round 5.
I'm so angry right now.
Good. Use it. It's round 5. I need the top round 5.
Roll a betrayal check.
Your classic betrayal check. I need Cecil to give me... I need you to give me a reflex saving throw.
Fuck me. 3.
What'd you get? Okay.
Total.
You step over, stab, give Lua the evil eye, and say, what kind of game is this?
John, did you just measure the distance to the
gate?
Yes,
he did.
I did that knowing that you can't hide it on Foundry. Cecil... I want to say Kara and Boom probably see this. Cecil, like, it's like in Dragon Ball Z where their bodies like become lines and they move super quickly. Cecil, your body literally starts to arc up in the air and then appears at the base of the like right up the steps of the platform, right near the glazing that separates you from the geothermal abyss below. That you can walk on, don't worry. But you are now 60 feet closer to the gate.
That's Leora's doing. Okay, so I was teleported, is what you're saying. Like, I was...
There's something that happened, yes.
All will be revealed in plot armor, I imagine.
Possibly.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that.
I'm literally shaking as I'm trying to type this. John, I hate you.
We'll see what happens next. We'll see what happens next. because there's a reason I had you guys roll perception check. I think Lua is about to respond to you, Cecil. She's about to respond. Her hand is up. She's about to say that this is a game that you don't lose. And her hand is up, and she is about to... It's clear to all of you. She's about to give the order, come her turn, to have them move in and attack you. And her hands are up, about to issue that command. And then she stops as all of you feel this silence. You can say something. You can hear yourself breathing. But there's a cool wind coming from the area where that smoke was building. There's a static in the air that starts to build into this cloud. And you can see, like before, where the canine creature came out of this right angle that was like colored. It's like the light bars that have a like an RGB flow that go up and down. That happens as if along a seam, and the darkness follows behind it in a straight line. First 5 feet up, and then 10 feet up, and then 15 feet up above the ground. And through the darkness steps a massive otherworldly paw, followed by tentacles that lead to a massive snout as this huge canine aberration steps into the material plane.
Huge as in it takes
mechanically huge.
Oh wow, it is quite big. Unfortunately, it's right on top of Boom.
Get it away. It didn't step there. It's fine. It's okay. That was a mistake. As that happens, all the electronics around you start to... like things like... It's like a whole shock went through the system and it's recalibrating. You see that there are sparks that start to fly out of Archie and fly out of the console. The gate, actually, for the second, just shuts down. And that aura that was pulling you in is removed. Let me remove it here on Foundry. And then at the very last second, you hear, and the gate comes back online and it is overloading. There is electricity arcing all around it. The systems around you are unstable, and there is a crazy creature that just came into the chat. Let me show you the artwork.
Wait, so did Archie shut it down and then it just came back up? Or is Archie doing something more? What the fuck is happening? Surge.
Is this Delta Green?
Oh my god.
This thing is 15 feet tall, and you can describe it.
It's a Dark Souls enemy. It has like a face with like two or three tongues coming out of it. It's all... If you have trichophobia like a, it's like a or whatever chupacabra. It's called, its face is like full of holes and
which
stuff.
Is the conspiracy that I would also like to know about.
Thank you.
It was a crazy old man that was eating goats.
Its belly's opened.
It's a weird dinosaur horse like demon thing with
it's like its entire body is also an orifice for devouring things.
Right. I think the split
the lower rib cage is just teeth
is also like
a maw. That's the word for it.
Maw.
That's what her kids call her.
It's a maw.
That's what her kids say. Yeah.
It's like a demonic canine Shai Hulud.
You are able to roll a mysticism check on your turn to try and see what this might be, or give you any more information about it. Here's the thing, though. here's the thing. There's a tongue that I think Kara sees, maybe Cecil, you see, because the gate goes dark and then you look back at this glowing source of purple light that's around it. This barbed tongue flies out, and Miko, you see that Lua...
I don't like that John's cursor is on Miko right now.
And you see that Lua is about to say something, and the tongue wraps around her face and entire body, and you see it start to constrict, and her body starts to wilt as if diminishing in power as she is dealt 50 points of damage. And then the tongue squeezes as if wringing a towel and carelessly throws her body off the platform as she has died.
I'm screaming right now.
That was its turn.
Yeah, I don't think we win this fight.
I think this thing's gonna save us.
Everyone give me a perception check.
God.
19.
19. Nicely done, Kara.
Seven again.
Seven again. Cecil's flustered from being 14. Like, flown through. Boom. 14.
Migo
okay.
is shook Migo. From the wilted Raxolite that just got yeeted off the platform. He got a 9.
9. Kara and Boom. You're pros. Even in this face of like sheer adversity, the options are clear. With that power fluctuation, two things have started to occur that are significant to you. One is that the gate, the draw's gate that the stewards built, is now overloading, and the lights around it that signaled when it locked into a location are turning, like I think I said, orange, as if they're locking on a location and then will lock on. So in the space of 3 to 6 seconds, they will lock on, and it seems like they're locking onto a location and then searching and then locking on again and then searching and then locking on again. And remember, Boom found that there are 3 different locations that this gate is locking onto. So in its overloaded state, it is spinning from location to location. Additionally, the door out of the chamber, as a failsafe measure, has started to move and is starting to close pretty slowly. And that's the one that you all came in that is to the east. That's what you notice. And Kara, it's your turn. What do you do?
Well, seeing all that, Kara's going to try and, I guess, run past this monster and get the F out.
Okay.
I mean, like, is there anything to solve here? Just get out alive, right?
Easy for you to say.
I mean, your team lead, they give the order.
What do you do? Cecil is close to the gate. Boom is really close to the door. You're in between. Migo's in between. This thing lashed out 20 feet away with a barbed tongue. I guess it was 15. But, yeah.
Yeah, so we think what? We have to fight this thing? Yeah, okay.
I'm not...
Sure. Kara's going to take a full attack.
I wasn't saying that.
Yeah, no. I don't have any options, and Kara is at a loss as to what's going on. I guess maybe we should do it a mysticism check.
Sure.
To see what this creature
sure
is, and if... Maybe there's a quick way to... I mean, there's a weakness in this giant maw-like creature, which I didn't roll too bad. I got a 20.
20 total?
20 total.
I'll tell you this. You're not quite sure what this creature is. It is absolutely related to the canine that you were fighting earlier. And you're certain now. There's something in the back of your mind when you saw that creature that you didn't think about what it could be. And then now that you see this creature, you think that was absolutely a Hound of Tyndalos that we fought earlier. These creatures that chase anybody who defies the natural order of time or the drift. That's what the Hound of Tyndalos does. And you've heard of bigger creatures who have wrecked starships and cities.
Is Tyndalos a god?
Tyndalos is an interesting name that we'll get into in the plot armor. But the Hound of Tyndalos is a sweet creature. And that's what the other creature was. This is probably related to it. And I will tell you that as a pro, I don't know if you are that... Like, you're like, yeah, I could take it down. But you're actually like, I don't know if I could take it down. You could fight it. You could try and get by it, hoping that it doesn't take attack for opportunity on you, and try and get out. Maybe it's going to move. It clearly attacked Lua. Or do you take your chances with the gate?
The chances with the gate. It's still the same gate that would like kill us, allegedly.
Again, remember, it was locked into a certain location.
Yeah.
That clearly Leora wanted you to go to. Who knows about Lua?
Now.
Yeah, but now it's going to two other locations.
Okay, so this one's coming out of like one location, and then the other one is the Stargate looking thing, and the third one is the where again?
But well, there's the idea. Look, I'm just.
What's the third location? That's all I'm asking.
You all will make. There's one location that Leora wants you to go. The other two cases, the other two locations that it's locking onto, you're not sure.
Okay, but where is it physically located, the third like gate, the third opening?
There's no opening. It's one gate. Every round, it is moving.
It's changing.
And to a different location.
Yeah.
All right, and then who... wipe out again or whatever? Lua,
it's,
right?
Kara, it's your turn. Yeah, he took out...
Okay.
It took out Lua.
All right, my bad, Kara.
It's fine. I think Kara would be, like, shocked. Just completely, like, broken down in shock. And she would probably, like, see this beast and take some movement back towards the gate, towards Cecil, and fire off with the her philosopher's sting that she's already got out.
Nice. Okay. At the creature.
Yeah.
Okay. Just as a side note, I asked a question in chat. Please answer when you get a sec. Okay. So you moved back like 20, 25 feet towards the gate. You moved back pretty far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And tactfully saying, all right, I'm gonna take a shot. Okay.
I think as soon as you take that shot, Cecil is gonna just like whisper to you almost, Kara, I'm scared.
He's always scared though, you know. It's nothing new, but I'm just saying, you always are. You literally scared before it dropped. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I rolled a 22.
Okay. You roll a 22, you fire the shot. It goes right through the creature, missing it, right through the smoke, and hits the other side.
Well, that looks like that shot's going nowhere. I don't know about us either. I'd much for having hope in this moment.
That is that is good to know, Kara. I will not shoot him.
Kara, give me a perception check.
Who's doing the perception?
You, Kara.
I got a 12.
You notice, you don't need too much to know, that at your feet, as you're about to climb up onto the platform where the gate is, there was a, what is it called? There was an explosive that must have been flown off of Lua's body that landed near that platform. There.
Nice.
Okay. It is what was Lieutenant Lua's turn, and now it's the Morrow Strike Force. And they did not sign up for this. Four in the back turn and start banging at the door. I'm gonna just give them the let's call it pinned just for the moment. They're not actually pinned, but they are like pushing against the door, absolutely trying to get back in. That door was shut and now is not opening at all, possibly as part of a fail safe.
Maybe the sticky bomb like stuff got stuck in it, you know what I mean? Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah, boom, maybe
that's what I can't get.
Maybe
just
the
saying.
Six in front start shooting at this creature. I believe, Migo, you will get an attack for opportunity on either one of the first two. They are not concerned about you at all.
Get one in before you can.
Spiteful motherfucker.
Yeah, yes.
You don't get my flanking bonus.
That's
anymore,
a natural 20. Point. It doesn't matter.
That's a natural 20. Which one were you attacking?
I kind of don't like this for Migo's character, but I do like it because I think it's true to him. The uh-huh. one directly south of him, the one that he missed when he moved in. I'm going to go with the deck, if that's okay.
You're going to go with the deck. Okay.
So I think the arc would just be redundant.
How much damage do you do?
I do 1d6 plus 7. You double the dice rolls.
You double both.
Oh, you double both?
Here. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. you re-roll. Three, you roll twice and two, you add the bonuses.
One. Tell them to stop. Okay. All right. It's a melee. Was this slashing?
No, it's electric.
It's electric.
Your attack ignores energy resistance, but not immunity. Intense strength.
That's useless.
Yeah.
What is your normal critical is arc?
Yeah, it's arc.
So it
1d6. Would the arc also be double? No, I don't think so.
No, because that's the critical. But the arc attacks multiple people.
Move to another person.
It arcs to a second creature.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
That would have been cool.
But it's just like 1d6.
Yeah, but
that's fine. It's all right. So which creature does it arc to, and how much damage to this other one?
Okay, so it's going to do 18 electric to the one immediately south of me.
Uh-huh.
And one damage to the one to its left.
Okay. Nice.
Hell so yeah. It just like lands firmly in the middle of the chest piece and then just...
Yeah. Shocks. All around. The one that is directly in front of you dies.
Done.
Yeah.
Probably for the best for them.
Yep.
Wow.
And the one next to him gets a little jolt. Okay.
Just a warning.
Okay.
Migo, it's your turn. Please note, none of their attacks hit the creature. When they shot. What do you want to do on your turn, Migo?
Migo says, he hops on the comms and says, Stars team, it's been a pleasure. Get the fuck out of here. He takes a guarded step. That's a measuring tape. I'm going to take a guarded step to here.
Which is where, for the listener?
5 feet to the north. I'm going to take a normal step to the right. Do a little dance. Make a little love. Get down tonight. I'm going to provoke that attack of opportunity.
No.
And that's our game.
Look at me. Miko being a hero.
Fuck you, John. You could have been to cry, man. This is intense.
See you next week.
Maybe.
See you later. Maybe.